You leave the military in 1952.
I came home.
And the war is over.
Mm-hmm.
And you came home, and then what did you do?
Well, I came home and went to work for the Seminole producer, where I had just left. In the meantime, my bosses, the Phillips brothers of Seminole and Holdenville, had bought the Wewoka Times. So I worked as a reporter, covering the courthouse in Wewoka and some things in Seminole there for both papers. We had a wire service where we could communicate. That was an important time in my life because at that time, the Phillips brothers, who were very successful publishers and very well-known and influential people in Oklahoma at that time, had great ambitions to buy other newspapers and create smaller newspapers and create central printing operations using wire to transfer stuff just like the big papers like the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times do now. Of course, I have a large stake in this, and they both tell me, if you'll just stick with us, we're going to buy other papers. Then Tom died unexpectedly at the age of about 53, maybe, or so, and that ended that. The melt said, I don't want to go on with anything else. So I stayed there at Seminole for a while. He sold me a small interest in it, and I became associate publisher and managing editor. That's what I was doing when I went to work for UPI.
In 1960, you joined UPI, United Press International, and you were a bureau manager in Tulsa.
Yes.
But then you had some interest in those newspapers.
I had sold my interest back to Melt at that time, and I didn't have any interest in that. He made it clear that as far as any kind of growth there, that he wouldn't do it. Well, his son, Ted, and my other partner, Carol Science, who was the production superintendent, we didn't have credit. We might have gone on with it, but it's not the same as people with an already established line of credit. They could have bought any newspaper just with a phone call to the bank. We couldn't do that.
Now you're in Tulsa in 1960. Somewhere along the line, you met a woman by the name of Teresa.
The two things are connected, my coming to work for UPI. Her father, Carter Bradley, was a longtime state manager for United Press International in Oklahoma City. When I worked at Seminole, and we woke in for a short time at Paul's Valley, I was his correspondent. It's called a stringer, and they paid me by the word for getting a little information to them. So when Carter Bradley went to work for Senator Bob Kerr, that created an opening in UPI. Not his job, but it created an opening in Tulsa. And Carter suggested that I go to take that job, and he got that done for me as far as the UPI was concerned. That's how I got here. Well, he had a daughter named Teresa. She's quite a few years younger than I am, and I knew her and Carter and his wife, Loretta. They were very good friends of mine through those years. So then I went to work for UPI. But Teresa, in the meantime, is going to college during those years, and I haven't seen her. That comes later when I get to Washington.
Okay, so the two of you got to know each other, but that was it at that point in 1960 in there.
As I say, she was a high school kid when I went to the 1960 convention with Carter, the 1960 Democratic convention when Kennedy was nominated, which was another highlight of my journalistic career.